Nah, Steve-O. Steve-O is...
That is a Gabriel more than a...
You think so? I think Steve-O's more Gabrielish.
Nah, probably more Gabriel, you know.
Nah, I don't think Steve-O's at the back, though.
I think Steve-O might be right back.
Timber.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, Lauren.
Danny Alves.
Man said not Timber, but Lauren.
Lauren.
Steve-O is like... You have to remember, bro, there's like... Is diva-ish as well. You understand, bro? So it's like, I Gallas. Don't know, man. Gallas is dark.
Gallas.
Oi, Gallas is mental, by Gallas. The way. Gallas might work.
Centre back, got class, will cry.
So, crowd, we are discussing filthy squad numbers. We're assigning squad numbers to the man them based on what they do on the pitch here. Have a little bit of a discussion maybe about the role they play here. You understand? We ain't going to go give Steve a pretty number like the 10. You understand that? Like, we understand what
but
he is.
But he is expansive.
He is expansive. But that's what I'm thinking. He might be the 8. Because I feel like no matter what's going on,
I'm not sure if he's
I feel like he can hang.
He's Hendo, you know?
He's slightly Hendo.
Is he disciplined enough to do the 10? I mean, the 8.
Discipline.
Like, Hendo. That's both ways. Box and to box. Mentally, yeah, you've got to be strong.
I think he should there's different profiles at 8, though. Are we talking Hendo? Covering? Are we talking that one against Croatia? Because I've seen Steve-O have some of those performances.
Steve-O's a mixed bag. Like you can get a different game out of him every week.
Yeah, it's true.
So
is that an 8?
Steve-O's Vidal. You know the center. Vidal is the center.
Maybe he's more of a 10.
Chilean.
He might be a 10.
That is craziness.
Steve-O a 10.
That is
craziness. He's one of them tens that don't pass.
Like who?
He's a shadow striker.
What, like, Jude?
He should be there to create.
I don't even know if
Jude.
He's attacking.
I don't think he's a 10. I don't think he's a 10.
He don't even have the shape of a 10.
Is he a 2?
Is what, right back?
Right back.
That's Lippy.
Nah.
But he goes.
Lauren.
I think he's a midfield player.
Torre. Yeah.
Deepest.
Essien.
Stop being nice, man. Because if he was here, you wouldn't call him Essien.
Calls box to box, man. Gets it wrong, gets it right more time though.
Jeremy.
Gets it wrong.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Like, give away a pen, Champions League semi.
Boys, forget about the player. What is the number?
I'd give Steve-O 5.
I would give Poet 5.
No, I'd give Poet 6 on a Thiago team.
I've said Menace 11. Pace outlet, on the flanks. You understand? Loons, we said 7.
8.
That's the
you're the 7.
You are not allowed near the middle of the pitch.
How?
You're 7, bro.
Double
jab.
Get out wide.
Double jab, man.
Get out wide.
You need to stop that, you know.
How
you
need to stop that. Right,
moments of inspiration, but more frustration. You'll get a lot of frustration in a moment. You're a winger.
That's like a centre midfielder, bro.
No, it's
what
not.
Sort of winger,
Bruno.
Though? What sort of winger?
Who's the goalie? Because there has to be a goalie.
If I'm number one, I'm Alisson. I'm Alisson. I'm saving.
I'm not safe.
That's the goalie.
I'm not safe. Don't trust me.
Poe could be the goalie.
Yeah.
Nah. Who? Lehmann.
Too much touches.
What colour tracksuit we giving Margs? Because he's not getting a squad number.
He is getting a squad number.
Margs gets
a proper number.
Player. Massive player.
Margs is more of an 8.
The belly touch, come on.
You know what it is though? Can't Margs be the one though?
Margs in the middle. And
like,
I'm not,
it's don't you dare say it. No, because bro, what? Without a good goalie, you're nothing.
Bold keepers, no.
Yeah, Margs can't defend.
Bold keepers.
No, but he's expansive. But I think he's a midfield player. I think Margs is a midfield.
Whether might it's be the 8.
He might be the 8.
Might be the 8.
What Carabao Cup starting midfield? Because
I don't mind if he's in the 8, but I would have to be in the 6, and then I think Poe would have to be in the 5.
Where is KG? Why is that? That's the 9.
KG's
that's
the 9.
That's the 9.
That's Lukaku.
Big 9. Number, that's the 9.
If you two are on the wings, that is the exact profile of striker I'd have.
Oh, what, pin
I think you're my winger, though.
I'm not, come on, man.
He's a left back, but inverted. He helps the play.
I don't mind.
I think Lips is on the wing with me.
I might be the 8, though, as well, you know, because I'm about.
Who's the 10? Oh, there you are.
10. I don't know. I think I work harder than that, though.
Yeah, it's the problem.
That's what it is about the 10.
Jude.
I do more than the 10.
You're the Jude.
Nah, I'm the 8. Margs is the 10.
You're going mad. We ain't winning a game.
Let's ask the crowd. Yeah,
you tell us. What are we?
Yeah, get in the comments.
If we had squad numbers, 1 to 11,
yeah,
what would we be?
Don't be shy.
Remember Skits. Remember Bolt.
Bolt is number 1.
Bolt's number 1.
Bolt is number 1.
He can stand there like this.
Yeah.
Ooh, clean
penalty
sheet.
Saved.
Clean sheet.
Maybe Margs at the back would like as a.
Nah.
I can't think of.
I've seen Margs' anticipation of the flight of the ball. That so why not
are
in the
you
back
putting
line.
Him in the middle?
Because he's got. If you do that as a centre back, you're cooked. If you do that in the midfield, second balls.
Remember what he said. My first touch. Remember what he said. My first touch. My second touch is neat. Remember when you said that?
What's it? Did you take him in like two touch over the last week?
Remember Marcus said, remember Marcus how he controls his first touch?
You know what, boy?
Jazz hands.
I just remembered.
Nah, what? Bro.
You know, I'm 14.
What is it?
I'm 14. Like,
oh,
I'm different.
Whatever, man. I'm your career.
Like, I'm different. Nah, Thierry.
In Ketia?
I'm different, Thierry.
This is a rude
like,
guy.
I'm different. You know what? Just for that, I'm back to under 11. Yeah. That's mad.
Be careful, bro.
Crowd, let us know. But boys, Steve-O's not here, but we're still going to respect West Ham. Quite often, we're going to try to check on their progress every week for the new season as they make their bid to return to the Prem. We have to, man.
I think they make it back.
Can I make a suggestion, though, boys? Let's all pick a championship team to support.
I like that.
To rival Steve-O.
Championship does kick off tonight. So the boys will be in action.
Let's all pick a team, man.
Let's have a bit of a story behind it. Let's have a story. There's a reason why you're going there. Let's try and make it quick at the same time, though.
QPR.
You're going QPR.
The first match I ever saw didn't make no sense, Paul.
Jamaica versus...
QPR vs Jamaica.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Loftus Road.
All right.
Whistles.
This season, I've made my mind up. I am supporting Watford.
Okay.
Yes, why?
Local.
Why?
Because I was born in Watford General Hospital.
Okay. Was you?
That's a real story. That's a real
country.
Story.
Country.
Country. The little twang.
I don't know why.
The little twang he's got.
I don't know why I was born there. The little no explanation.
That's how you learned it. That's how you learned it.
That's not AJ. West Essex.
AJ.
AJ.
Same hospital as AJ.
Same hospital, but he was 6 months later.
Oh.
That's crazy.
You know, Watford's not West Essex, you know. That's important.
Not West Essex.
That's our Essex.
It's North Essex.
That's why AJ is from Northwest.
Ibinus, what's your team?
West Brom.
West Brom. Why West Brom?
Because my family's from the Midlands, so I just thought.
Are they Brommies though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And Kieran Richardson.
You know West Brom? That's Brian like black Robson. Country.
Yeah, I know, but black country, I don't want to go with. I can't go with Birmingham.
What are you saying, Menace?
But actually, you know what? Because of Steve Wall. Millwall.
That's a derby.
Someone had to.
I'm getting my team shirt, you know. I'm just letting you not know.
I'm going to do the same thing.
So am I.
I'm locked in.
So I'm going to do the same thing.
Bro, I'm going to over-merch it. I'm going on eBay. I'm getting Ross Clark. Second-hand drip. I'm over-merching
it. Yeah, 100.
Watch, I'm over-merching
it. I'm a Watford boy this year.
Yeah, £2.
I'm choosing Millwall because of, I mentioned him before, but shout out Lisby. Lisby has signed for Millwall. From Peterborough, before Peterborough, he was at Braintree. I believe it's Carell.
Wait, is Kevin? Is he related to Kevin Lisby?
Sons.
Twins.
I like that. His story is very.
Loons, what are you saying?
Oh, okay.
I'm between Derby County.
Nah, you can't do them.
And Southampton.
I'll choose Derby because my cousin used to play for them. That makes sense.
Oh, so you're Derby.
Daryl Powell, my cousin. You're done now.
So he's got Derby. So I'm going to take. Southampton, obviously.
Spygate.
The VVD, the Mane link, the cheating, man, no. Yeah? I will cheat in any sport. When it comes to sport, I'm a cheater and I own it. Handballs, shirt pulls, elbows, no VAR.
Love a robbery, innit?
Yeah.
Bum, cheat, grabbing.
What?
It's the same
that
sport.
What kind of G you talking
about? Bro, man said every sport.
Oh.
Hey, let me be honest.
No.
No. No. No.
Okay.
That's your team, you know, man.
It's done.
Move on.
I'm going to pick Southampton because of the Mane VVD link, if you understand that. You don't even know where I'm going to go with it from here. But I bend the rules. In everything I do,
I bend the rules.
Yeah, that'd be the worst. That might be worse.
This is worse. This is a worst thing.
Tell me you're bending things.
Secretly original, bro.
Yeah. Bending.
Lava man.
Aye. Last one. So,
make sure all of these takes are on there.
Put all of this in, bro.
Take three. So we've got to act like it ain't happened.
No, we're not doing that.
Southampton. Just because of the VVD, Mane, Ricky Lambert.
La. What the hell is that?
I I'm not letting him land it.
Hey, I try and bring it close to home, Ricky Lambert, man. Nathaniel Klein.
Ricky Lambert.
No, that's sign language, you know. No, that's stop in sign language. I saw it in a horror movie.
I was learning it.
That means
week.
More.
I swear down.
You're learning more. Sign language in hospital?
What?
No, the horror movie.
No, in the horror movie, obviously the monsters, if they hear you, they'll nyam you. So man, everyone has to be quiet. So when the youth was doing something, the mum was just like,
"Can I?"
And the
question?
Subtitle said, "Stop."
God.
Has the mum ever used that method of communication prior?
But she can never speak to her youth.
Oh,
they're in a realm, yeah, where if the ting hears you, you're getting nyam.
What film was that again?
I think it's called like Hush or something.
A quiet place.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, LL Cool J.
Hush, baby, wanna let you go. Man said,
Hush is mad.
Man said the film was called Hush.
I swear.
Aye. No, that was a clue word. That was a clue word. No.
Give me a clue. Man said Hush.
Man said
Hush. Wait, was Demlock correct with the name of the film?
Yeah. I think so. You know what I'm talking about?
Quiet Place. Quiet Place.
The spider thing comes out of nowhere and eats the ute.
Does he eat the ute though?
The 100.
And it flies.
The ute has the toy plane. He starts playing with the plane. He tries to save him. Wraps him.
That was at the end.
No, that's right at the start. It's the opening scene.
When they're walking down the bridge. Bro, I watched it the other day.
And the dad was running back.
No one speaks for the whole film. I made it about 25 minutes.
And it's got that
minutes.
Thing, man. That...
I couldn't do it.
No one speaks.
Bro, 20... I made it 25 minutes.
I'll be honest. If I was there and I saw my mum do this, yeah... I'll go like that.
I win.
Man said, I win. That brings the team to kill me. I win. Man's lost your life, bro.
Anyway, boys, important. Claret and Blue Derby. And not the one that I like. I like West Ham vs Villa.
Villa.
Burnley vs West Ham stinks
in the champ.
This is a bad claret
Where's
and blue
Wally,
face
you know?
Off. Even though we got our own championship teams this year, we want West Ham back.
Apart from you,
Millwall.
I want my team back.
What's your team?
Southampton.
I want Watford back.
I want my team. I don't want West Ham back. I'm in. I'm lit.
We've got to be nice. We've got to be up.
Yeah, I don't want West Ham.
Shall we do to rival him?
I want my team.
You know what? Okay.
We have picked teams to...
You know what? Forget
about so that we are rivals with West Ham. Even now, we don't want the best for them.
Yeah, f*** them.
Want them gone.
League One.
That's what we're pushing
who
for.
Who they battling with in relegation? That's who we should be talking about.
I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to contact members of the team. I want real memorabilia and I'm going to get the real Derby County.
Okay.
Watch. That's what I'm doing.
When I'm in here with my Wanyama shirt, no one tell me nothing, you know.
That's a Wanyama.
Paolo One Chop. Yeah.
That's going to be proper.
Paolo.
But forget about West Ham. Let's talk about the English super dish.
The English super dish.
Sounds better than Charity Shield, isn't it?
Bro, this is the... You saw my boy, Jokeres, world-class striker. He won Striker of the Year last year, by the way. The cameraman said, you have a friendly against Man City. But my man almost put on the... I mean, the interviewer said, you have a friendly against Man City coming up. But my man almost put on the mask and just mash him up on the spot. What do you mean, friendly? So it's the English super dish. It's the Premier League champions against the FA Cup champions. And in every other European country, probably every other country, it's called the
Super Cup.
But over here, we want to give it to the community. So I'm here to say, f*** the community. This is all about winners. Winners win. Arsenal against Man City, the two best teams in the country. Both top five in the world. One of them second best in the world. Not going to say who, Arsenal. But big game, boys.
Be careful, man.
What do you mean?
Big opportunity for City here.
To do what?
Brutal God made you second best in the world, you know? I'm just
to show their intentions. Yeah, for the rest of the season.
Okay. This is a game where this is the first game when people actually try.
And also, let's just call a spade, yeah? Arsenal have a terrible problem with finals. Now, I know there's only one game in this tournament, but it's the final. Yeah, so
we do pretty well. We won the last one, though. Against Man City, we do well. We do pretty well. We beat them a few times. I've seen Giroud score worldies against these men.
I think this one might be different because this time you lost the league. Oh, you won the league and they lost the league. They will actually have to try and push. Like, and if you're Maresca, you're going to have to, you would be like, I need this.
Man City are Arsenal in this.
Exactly.
It's not an easy place to be.
They've lost Berrien. Pep came out and said it as well. Lost Berrien, but what happened in the league? And not winning.
And now it's the reverse.
I feel like it's only Arsenal who's got something to lose in this game.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Because if City win it, no one's not going to care, innit? If Arsenal lose it, then everyone's jumping out the prime minister.
It's the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, but it's
not, though. It's not, because if Man City win it...
No one's going to care.
No one don't care.
On the City side.
Yeah. If Arsenal lose it...
But you said... If Man City win, Arsenal lose, bro. There's only two teams involved. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You know what I mean, though.
What you should have said is if Arsenal win it, yeah, people will... have some kind of belief. They'll say, cool, Arsenal turned up. But if City win it, no one ain't really going to care. Like, nah, in fact...
If Arsenal win it,
that's not right.
It's just the community. Because if we win it,
and us as gooners say, we're going to win the league now, they're going to say, what the f*** are you talking about?
If City win it,
it looks good on Maresca.
Yeah, they're going to say,
It's a head start into the mind games. If City win it.
Working.
Boys, all I'm saying is, remember, I said... whoever wins the Carabao Cup wins the league. And thank God I was wrong. So sometimes it don't have nothing to do with nothing, but the fact that this is the first game of the season that matters, as Loon said, there's going to be effort made. So questions will be answered.
Can I ask you a question? How much of the players were there when Maresca was there?
Most of them.
Foden.
Most of them, yeah? So he's not really an alien over there. Like, no, he's not an alien. He knows the team, really.
He's not an alien.
That could be a problem.
He knows City.
He's not alien. He knows that could be a problem, bro. Diaz, he knows all the senior players, bro.
But the senior players are not going to be playing on Sunday. So realistically, now it's about, do you know the younger players? Huh?
They might.
Haaland, no?
Do you reckon? Was Haaland played, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Haaland versus Gabriel still continues?
I personally think this is what the teams will use as their final preseason game. This is the one where you get ready for the season. For these two teams, this is where you're ready. 1 week out, push. Go and win a trophy.
I've seen Pep play this game with a weak City team, though. Even like second keepers. I don't know if it's just Pep. I just don't know. I don't know what team we're going to see.
It's not Pep.
No, but you say that.
No, I'm with you.
When Ortega used to play, it's anything that's not Prem, you might see him. And Champions League, you might see him. Because Trafford played both finals last season. So you might see the second keeper in these games. I don't think that's a reflection of how serious they're taking it or not taking it. From when I started watching football, and it was Man United and Arsenal, or Man United and Newcastle... it was always a serious tie. It's when clubs in England didn't take the FA Cup serious, then the Community Shield or the church, it just started becoming a joke.
Can I just say that?
But recently, it's serious again.
That was Arsenal's fault.
It was Arsenal's fault, wasn't it?
Playing the youngsters.
We turn up to certain. Like, I remember there's a famous screenshot, and the score says, I think 3-0 Bradford, and Arsene Wenger's just standing there smiling. League Cup. As if to say, like, I'm going out. I hate this competition.
No, but the Community Shield, we took it serious. We battered Man United bare times. I've watched us win 3-0, Nicolas Anelka scoring.
Maybe us, innit?
I've seen Reyes score mad against him in Community Shield.
We might not have been part of the unseriousness with Community Shield, but other teams have. Chelsea, City, like they'll turn up with not necessarily their... Let's have it right. They'll turn up with their business not even done for the year. So you're seeing players that might not even be in the season. You understand? And to be honest, that weren't always the case. Because remember the transfer window used to cut off. At a certain point, the 14th or whatever. But now it's till the end of September.
No, start of September.
End of August.
End of August, I should have said. Teams might not even be ready by that point. Obviously, with us and City, we will be. The fact is, Maresca's first game, I think they'll take it very serious. But we won't. Like, we're there to make a good account of ourselves. You understand?
I think all the top teams take it serious. It's just that it's an easy way to go. It's only a friendly afterwards. But going into the game, I've never watched them games as of recent, and it's like 5-0, and it's like 1-1. It goes to penalties.
Yeah, this is a game that this is where everything that you've put together, all the rent, this is when you put it in the dip and fry it. This is it. This is when you see it, innit? This is when you ain't got 11 subs. You've got the five, innit? You get me? You got them in the breaks as well.
What was the Palace Liverpool score?
1-1. They went on penalties.
Pens.
I think that kind of proves what we're saying. Like, if that's an FA Cup, Liverpool are going to try to get them out of there to win that.
No, they
game.
Lost to Newcastle Carabao Cup final.
Yeah, that's again Carabao. It same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I just think the FA Cup.
Did you lose to Newcastle?
Not last season.
No, not last season. But
the season before. Last season we lost.
But to get to the FA Cup, to get to the Community Shield, Crystal Palace beat Man City.
No, 100%. But I think Palace took it more serious. Yeah. You could even argue that they took the FA Cup
and
more
this is
serious.
Like what you lot are saying. That's what was Eze there?
Yeah.
He was playing for Palace, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then he moved to Arsenal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So things aren't even done.
Yeah, he played well as well.
Yeah, he played.
But that's what I said to you.
He scored for. I'm sure he. No, his goal was disallowed.
Saw.
He slapped that. He slapped. No,
didn't Vert score for you? Vert was moving warm that game, innit?
Yeah, Vert and Ekitike.
But that's what I said to you. Unless it's Arsenal, Man City, it's not really that type of game. I feel like, yeah, when it's Arsenal, Man City, you saw when it was Liverpool, Man City, and they were talking about Haaland and Nunes came out on top of that game. That was a big game.
I think that's when it matters. Yeah. When it's like not just FA Cup winners against the winners of the league. It's when it's one the and two as well.
Games, yeah, 100%.
The best difference. Community Shields was when it was like Liverpool, Man United, or Liverpool, Chelsea.
When it was Liverpool.
Wicked. Or Chelsea. Or Liverpool.
Liverpool Palace.
I hear you.
You understand, you like when were these games that you keep talking about the best? Because I know you won the FA Cup.
Man United was winning the league, isn't it? Like, and we were winning the FA Cup.
You won the FA Cup like, twice.
Yeah, cool, like, then that's when we did it. Like, that's the finish of
the what?
Time,
what the hell are you saying?
What are you doing?
Bro, he wants to play in the middle of the pitch. What? Man wants to do that.
He's a boxer.
I said, that's when we obviously did it.
Like a
that
nervous
was a,
laugh.
That was a triple
that was
jump.
A nervous laugh.
That was a triple jump.
That was a triple jump.
Punched him in his leg.
That's still legal, bro.
It's not.
No, it's not. Below the belt, it's legal, bro.
Muay Thai, bro. Double jab, triple jab, Muay Thai. That's what I believe anyway.
What happens this weekend then? Like, what you know, we've spoken about what happens in the past. Like,
well, we hope that, like the three other meetings that City and Arsenal have met in the Community Shield, that Arsenal win. We have not lost.
We French.
Arsenal have not lost to Man City in the Community Shield. That is three times. City have six of them. Arsenal have 17 Community Shields.
So we just don't care about it, really?
Nah, do you know what it is? Care. As much as you say, that proves we definitely
17
care.
17 boxes of star dog. 17 boxes of star dog.
17.
Star dog in the shed. Come on, man, take one. Nah.
Nobody wants it.
No one wants
we care
it.
About it. No, you we, bro, this is the first time we've played in a Community Shield as champions of England for what, 22 years?
That is a
Every time we've got to the Community Shield is either
or
FA
second.
Cup or second.
Or second yeah.
yeah? And that's when you're gunning for it. That's when we're like, yeah, we want to beat the champions. We
do
wanna...
you know how mad that is?
17.
Well, we got 17 Community Shields.
17 boxes of Star Dog is crazy.
It's insane.
No one's line can get rid.
So that is the trophy you have won the most.
17 Shields.
You dominate this trophy. Is that what we're saying? Arsenal dominate.
How many Community Shields have United won?
17.
Not 17.
Man
I know
United
that.
Have 21.
No, we don't.
21.
Bro.
Take your
show
things.
Me. Show
that's
me.
Your things, bro.
Show me on the iPhone. Show me on the iPhone.
Manchester United, 20. The Man United have the most.
How many times have we won
Wait,
the league?
On.
20 times.
Hold
and
on,
we won
hold
that 21
on.
Times.
We've played this. We've won it 17 times, yeah? I guarantee they ain't played in it 17 times.
Who?
Liverpool.
Of course we have.
They've won the league better.
20 times, bro.
I got it wrong.
But you're you.
Hey, quiet please.
It's a quiet place, bro. The monsters. the monsters will come out. Double jump.
I learned this on Miss Rachel. We got Miss Rachel, by the way. We got Miss Rachel.
Who's Miss Rachel?
Do you remember Miss Rachel for the kids? The baby program, she's standing up for the people. But she says, she teach me that means more.
Yeah.
That means more.
She's one of my youth's main educators.
Orange.
You lot are crazy.
You're orange. Phonics.
That's a nine.
Phonics.
Have you seen Super about a black person, but that's a nice suit. But she started with it. It sounded like she was going to say something with an M. I've not seen the video.
There's black people in the thing.
Get him out of the tent.
There's the woman. There's the black woman.
With the curly hair.
You don't know the family.
Then there's the lighty as well.
Bro, I know the whole
thing. You got big. You got the big black cute as well up top.
Yeah. You got the mum. The mum ain't racist. I'm not even trying to talk like that. But until I knew the husband was the husband, I thought it was Buki.
Yeah!
I said, who's my man? But then I understood, cool.
And even homegirl with the, obviously, the rock star girl.
Oh, oh, you lot are dub, you lot are dub, you lot are dub. Hey, I know why you took it as well.
What is
Hey, she's got, hey, every you understand girl,
the rock
she's
star
got in a
girl
chokehold. So, you're 6 months crying, put Miss Rachel on high. The baby stops crying. Dinin, dinin, dinin. But she stood up, like, remember that black youth that got killed in America? She's like, never forget that black youth's name and all the white parents stop following
her. Pooping.
But she goes, I don't care about you lot. That black boy's name needs to never be forgotten.
She's on pre-Palestine. She's Big Smoke.
Big up Miss Rachel, bro.
Big up Miss Rachel. Nah. Big facts, man. Big up Rachel.
Oh, my,
still.
You were speaking in an American accent.
Orange. Orange.
Dad. Daddy, you put this in the trash.
Who are you talking to like that? Put it a bit before I punch you up.
In the trash. Car.
Car. Cute. Yeah, big up Miss Rachel anyway.
Candy. Yeah, man.
Anyway, also gonna win. The comedian shoot.
Hey boys, hashtag 18. It's 40,
hashtag
man.
Hashtag 18.
It's hashtag 40, 18.
Hashtag 18, bro.
Charity Shield.
We're going for United. We're gonna catch that.
What? Don't do that. Why? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Beatles, you're not a smart.
I know. Don't do that.
It's never been on us, you know.
Yes.
It's never been on us.
They are catching you, though.
Bro, it's not about catching us. Our ones are valid because we won the league.
Wait, how many times have you won the league? 20. Yeah. And you won the Community Shield?
21.
So that's the thing, you won the most as well. Say nothing. So
oh
yeah,
my
say
God.
Nothing.
Say nothing.
You man are laughing at yourself, bro. Yes, don't watch us.
Don't watch me.
Don't watch me.
Watch TV.
Yeah, but listen, one sec. We're talking about Arsenal City. That's it. Forget United.
What?
We're talking about Arsenal City. That. Forget like United.
It was your number.
Stay in the car. Forget United. Like, stay in your lane, bro. Lane assist is on, bro. You can't.
That's a lane assist.
Yeah, you get me.
It's a drag.
No.
Come on, Beatles.
Out of curiosity, because it's going to be the first time we get to see some players in competitive games, like our Trossard replacement.
Tozolis.
What are you expecting to see, say, from a Tozolis on Sunday? Like, what would make you happy?
Who's City's right back?
Nunes.
He might
Rico
do
Lewis,
right.
Might be Lewis.
He might do all right.
Would you want to, yeah, he looks good. He does look good. He looks very good.
Quick shot, man. He's got
sharp.
That little step over push. Go.
And then, yeah, as soon as there's space, end product. That's what I like about
him. I feel like he can work well with Gyökeres.
Because he does things early.
Yeah.
That's what it is, bro.
Huh?
You think a man that's got Saka, Odegaard, Declan Rice, and Martinelli and Trossard, and you think all of them tools there.
But they don't do things early, though.
That's, huh?
Bro, when Saka gets past her, man, he stops. Zolis don't do that. Zolis, boom, boom. That's what.
That's what a nine needs.
That's what. Not all nines.
No, but nine of his caliber.
Gyökeres doesn't have anticipation.
The Artful Dodger. Rewind.
Runs?
Did you watch that man, that Swedish man, against Borussia Dortmund on the weekend?
I did.
Did you watch that man?
One sec.
I don't want to hear your voice no more, Binos. Back to you now, Loons. Since you watched that man and
somehow he has
an opinion. How much opportunities did he get to score?
About four. The two, though. It was the
Talk
two.
About the two,
it
my
was
brother.
The two, man.
Talk about
in them. On goal, straight.
Who was there?
He's looking, no one. He's looking at the two sticks, the goalie, and bro, he just gets pushed out wide, bro. Can I ask you a question? I don't know how.
This has nothing to do with what you said, bro.
Do you think if Tozolis played that through ball, it makes any difference? What are you talking about?
One set.
What are you talking? One set. What is your winger doing playing a through ball, bro?
What's happening?
I don't know. So you know what's Lamine Yamal? You know what's Lamine Yamal?
No. Don't say Zolis and Yamal.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
The original argument is that Tozolis makes him better, and I don't know how that's possible.
I said they could work well. Because I see a clip, yeah, of this, whatever his name is, get to the bar line and just square it straight away. Yeah. And that's what a striker wants, a one-touch
Trossard goal. Does not...
When Herrera scored. When Nyeri scored. Yeah. Yeah.
Trust so where was Gokeres when Nyeri scored?
Bro, I don't know.
These aren't points against what he's saying.
And he didn't watch him on the weekend.
No, but that's,
but that's his point, though. What? So even Tezolis puts it where Gyökeres wants it to be, Gyökeres won't be there.
So because of one preseason game, what he's saying is rubbish. Come on, boys, man.
All right, you know what, you're right. Let's use 38 games last season and 14 goals.
So, okay, two seconds. You're saying let's use the 38 games. The wingers he plays with don't deliver the ball quickly. They don't. Saka and Trossard, as good as they are, they stand up their man, they do, and then they get past him. Gyökeres hated that. It was blatant. They were saying it in the beginning of the season when they had belief in him. It's just the belief went.
Remember, like, it's not even that. Remember, lot played Chelsea and Saka was going to cross and Gyökeres bugged out for a set. But he ended up getting it.
Some players, a João Pedro, a certain type of player, can keep making that run. They're intelligent enough to bring position.
Yeah.
The likes of a Gyökeres, a Liam Delap, they suffer it. They get one shot at it. Yeah. Once it's gone, it's gone. They haven't got the CPU to go again.
And Dan, that's what I'm talking about. When they think another man's going to help Gyökeres, Gyökeres at this level for Arsenal, having to be the leading striker for the team that is winning the league, he's not good enough. You can get Dinho there in his prime. You can get Messi in 0-12. No one helps.
What he said, is Gyökeres good enough?
Yeah, what he said is my man does things early.
No, but that can't. What you don't understand? That can't help him.
Okay, so what? No can one help can help him then.
A move out of the country.
Yeah, but bro, bro, cool.
He comes and you lot win the league, but you lot want him gone. This is dark.
No, because our fan base are high. It's as simple as that. We don't. We're moving like 03-04 was 2 years ago. It's like as soon as we win the league again, we're just back to bougie. We need this player, that player. Who's Zoli? Before we got this guy, I was talking about who's my man, bro. Who is he?
Who is he? Who is he?
Yeah, but he's the Greek cute with mad numbers, isn't it? Same when we bought Gyökeres, the Swedish cute with mad numbers. We won the league, innit? Like, we're trying to do it a different way, innit? And I wouldn't say the first time, but after a couple seasons of doing it a different way, we won the league, innit? So we're going to try to carry on until it fails. It might fail now, innit?
I'll be real. Poet might be right, because there was a clip in that game. The ball gets played into him, and he's trying to do that turn thing to play it out to someone like a flick.
A cray flick,
to do that flick thing.
He's trying to do... No one. Absolutely.
I saw that.
Absolutely.
Now, Menace, this is my problem.
That ain't Tobosselis' fault. I don't know where Tobosselis is going to be for that.
Who's Tobosselis?
Tezolis.
He's giving man a mouth.
Tad it. Can I just...
What can
I just say what's so crazy about that flick, though?
He blamed someone.
He's the number nine. Who are you flicking that to?
No one was there.
All right, Binos, do you understand my frustration now when someone tells me they can help him?
But Jesus, two things could be right, though.
Nobody can help.
They're right, man. You're going mad.
Okay,
you're going mad.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Of course I do.
You're saying if he plays it in the ball early, he plays the ball early into the box,
it favours Gyökeres more.
And I said, when the ball got played in early, who scored Loons?
So because it wasn't Gyökeres, it means we're lying.
No, but I'm saying to you, but where was he? Where was Victor Gyökeres? Where is he?
But I'm not trying to take the piss. Even like that, have you ever seen Nyeri score a goal like that? No, because our wingers do not fizz it early.
He was playing 10 then.
Yeah, but still, we don't score. When's the last time we scored from a cutback? There was a couple towards the end of the season when Gyökeres... Nah, but it's the truth, though.
Do you know what? I bet you I can find 15 from last year if I look. I just know Victor Gyökeres is not good enough.
And I guarantee all of those goals, the ball went in early. Like the one, the Gyökeres one, Saka, when he mashed up Jimenez. Pass him, as soon as he passed him, across, goal. Any other time he doesn't do that, it's not a goal. So what man's saying is Zolis will help to improve my man's... He'll create chances for my man, innit?
Gyökeres doesn't get more than 14 goals this season in the Prem.
But then you say that, yeah? And last season was a bad season for him and he got 14.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. None of this is good.
But why is it going to be
worse? So I'm saying he's not going to get more than that.
But why, though?
But last season was a bad season.
It's still going to be another bad season.
So it's going to get worse.
It's going to be another bad season.
He can't get better then. You know what it is? You know what it is?
Fair. No, it's fine.
You know what it is? I don't even know why I'm here in support of Arsenal. I'm wrong. Sorry. Okay. I hope I'm wrong.
So who is the top goal scorer in the Charity Shield?
Therefore, Arsenal. A Man United player.
I'm going to go with...
Rooney.
Huh?
Nah. That won't really use to football.
Who would you say then?
How many goals do they have? Do we know? Five goals.
Solskjaer.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Andy Cole.
Robbie Fowler.
No.
Henry.
Think about it.
No, he ain't scoring finals.
He don't score in finals.
Cantona.
Cantona.
Cantona got five.
Hat trick.
Against who?
Arsenal, probably.
When they played Newcastle one time, they battered them 5-0. I was like, my lord. When
that might have been the game.
No, it weren't. It weren't. Newcastle. They had five different goal scorers. Nicky Butt, David Beckham, Cantona. I want to say Roy Keane. And I can't remember the rest.
Do you remember Newcastle thumped their tee at 5-0?
When same season.
They were done the chip.
Yeah, no, same season.
Same season, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Community Shield, maybe it doesn't mean anything.
Maybe it doesn't, but it definitely does. Have you ever seen someone score a hat-trick in own goals?
Karen,
I've seen two.
Do you know who came really close?
It must be Titus Bramble.
Probably the worst professional performance I've ever seen, ever, individual Richard performance. Dunn.
Frank Sinclair?
It was for Sunderland. Who was it? Against Chelsea.
Phil Bardsley.
It has to be Titus Bramble, Titus. Bro.
Bro, it's the worst game ever.
Hold who's on. The worst?
I've got to know who did it.
Irish guy.
Jonathan Waters.
Jonathan. Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
Stoke.
Same kit, though. Same kit.
Jonathan Waters had the worst ever individual performance the Premier League's ever seen.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
One of them, he ran from 60 yards towards his own goal, diving head into his own net.
Yeah, I remember.
Then the next
That's
one,
a good finish. That's a good finish, though.
The next one.
Slashed it, innit?
Bro, the next one, it was another head, and then he missed the penalty.
That stinks.
Yeah,
I think that was the same season.
That was the Premier's
Stoke
the best,
beat it? Liverpool 6-1. Gerrard last game.
I think that's not that season. That's not that season still. That wasn't that season still.
We don't know. That ain't spoken about enough.
What? That's the worst.
Gerrard. That's the maddest way out. Do you know what the worst thing about that performance was? His goal.
They let him
go
off.
Watch that back right
cool.
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone
thank
stopped
you.
Playing.
Thank you. Thank you.
And say God. Yeah.
Bro, even thank the keeper. You. God, you're a legend, man. Do your thing.
Grab it.
Man, they're going to do it to you.
The worst hat-trick situation I've seen is the hat-trick of penalty misses in Copa America. I think 1999. There was a guy called Palermo for Argentina. And he missed three penalties in
seen,
one game.
Have you seen
game.
The worst hat-trick, though? That tall guy used to play for Southampton. Someone in the Prem signed him again.
Southampton, the blacky.
The mad tall, he's like 6'7". Broski, this hat trick.
Southampton.
It would be better if he didn't score one of them goals. His performance would have been better, I swear that. It's the maddest hat trick. One of them, he rounds the keeper. Then I think he slaps it into the guy that's on the line. Then he like wrestles him over the line. Another one, he heads it down. He comes up like his knee. It's mad. And you see, and every celebration's so cool. Huh?
Was it worse than Nicholas? Do you remember Nicholas Jackson against Spurs? Only the man to get a hat trick and get 6.4 rating. Yeah. Only
was,
man.
What?
Hat trick and got a 6.4, bro.
Bare chance.
Bro, that's the. Bro, the line was just so high chances, and Chelsea bro. Couldn't break it. And then he just,
he just kept missing, yeah.
And he just kept on missing,
He could have scored 10 goals that game.
And Spurs got two man sent off?
Yeah, two man sent
that was
off.
That was at Tottenham's pitch as well. I remember it still.
I swear they had a man sent off.
Okay.
Two.
Did Chelsea not have a man sent off?
I think one ended up getting sent off. No, at the end, towards the end, I think one got sent off. I think
but
so.
But most of the goals was 11.
Done already. Game was done, bro.
Well, I remember being furious. Like, I've never won and felt so sick.
Bro, that was a weird performance, bro. Arns just said, fuck it. He's like, you ever seen a fight and a man just keeps getting thumped in the same eye?
Same tactic,
he just
though.
Comes back with the same tactic.
Same tactic.
Do you remember the Spurs defenders looking across at him like, are you sure? And he's like,
yeah, bruv, get up.
Yeah.
Do it. This is how we play. No. Man's like,
I saw Van de Ven speaking about that with Ange, like, the defending with Ange, and he just said, before that, I think they'd won a few games, so they were on top of the world. They thought they could do everything.
They thought they were going to win the league.
Brother. After the fifth game, they went and thanked the fans and all of that. Tottenham, man, you man are dickheads.
Thank the fans after fifth game is
imagine
dark.
If they went down, man. Do you know how good that would have been? You know, if they went down, we definitely would have won the league this season. Just off
that, yeah, off that, yeah, off that, yeah, yeah.
Just knowing that their result is against idiots every week. Like, no matter where it is, they could have won 10-0.
Lincoln away.
Man does not care.
Lincoln away. Dark.
What's so bad? You keep bringing up Lincoln. What's so bad about Lincoln away, bro?
No, but bro, like, Tottenham, the news, you know what I'm saying? That big side, Lincoln at home. You get what I'm saying, like? Like, Lincoln can't even fill out their allocated seats, bro.
Lincoln's like, at ends and you go there.
Bill alive.
You understand
Bill alive.
Why the team is in league, was in
it's
league
not even
one.
That good, honestly.
You want Bill alive up in Lincoln?
Standing stadium, Woodstone.
Have anyone been up to Lincoln, bro?
Up in there.
Why are you saying up? It
I
might
didn't
be
even
down.
Know it was up. I was just about to say that.
Nah, it's got
to
be up. It's got to be up. It's got
to
be up.
And it's to the side.
It's got
to
be up.
It's to the side.
See?
It's to the side.
No,
towards Wells.
Up to the side.
It's towards Wells, isn't it?
No,
or the other side.
Towards Peterborough.
I'm pretty
that's British. Up, then. That's
that way.
Peterborough's up, yeah.
Lincoln ain't there, is it?
And Lincoln's Championship, you know.
Yeah, I know. But so where is it?
Some, yeah,
Lincoln, thing. Football might not be the main sport in Lincoln. That's yeah, how mad it is.
Quidditch.
That might be like a...
what?
Quidditch?
Quidditch.
That might be a horse racing ends or something. Ain't Lincoln got...
I'm thinking they have got races. Horses, yeah, horses,
Lincoln's
dogs.
Lincoln's are dogs or races, one of them.
You lot ain't heard no Lincoln,
you lot are dumb,
man.
Bud.
I used to work in a bookies, bro.
Epsom.
What do you mean? Lincoln. Bro, there's Peterborough dogs. I remember I used to work in
I know one player for them, though. Rob Street. Shout out Rob Street.
I've heard of Rob Street.
Rob Street, that's my guy. Shout out Rob Street.
Near Kent.
Towards Norfolk.
Towards Ireland.
Towards Kent.
Ipswich is right.
Towards Kent is mine.
Up and left.
Up and right.
Scunthorpe is dark.
That's like Cumbria.
Ain't Cumbria mountains.
That is next to Lincoln.
If you got mountains in your ends, remember to hype, like, comment, and subscribe. Just if you got the Wi-Fi, get me.